This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You press upon me, O Lord. You press behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. The title of my sermon is $5.50. That's what it is. It has to do with my life. And it has to do with God pressing you. And I hope that those who are going to be confirmed, received, and reaffirmed, and all of you will know that God is always in front of us, behind us, but he's not there just to protect us from the enemies or from being mugged or something like that. Sometimes the Lord is there to push us to do what sometimes we are hesitant to do. But before I start, I want to, how many of you here are going to the Holy Land in February? Well, you're going to have the most amazing experience in life. And I hope, are we going to be able to see each other before you leave? I understand, because I'm leaving on March the 2nd, you're leaving on February 25th. And I must say that this is going to be my 16th time, probably my last time, because the flight is a long flight, and every time I have harder and harder time to spend that many hours inside a plane without going crazy. But indeed, after you get there, it's a transforming time, because you begin to see the Bible come alive. And you begin to realize, you know, things that we think that, you know, from Jerusalem to Jericho is like from here maybe to Miami. Well, no, it's from here maybe to Delray Beach, maybe. And it's a very small country, but it's a wonderful country. And the story that you saw from the New Testament today really is a very special story. When Philip, which was actually from the part of Israel that was divided after Herod the Great died, he was from the Greek part. And it's amazing that it was him, a Greek-speaking Jew, that was able to encourage others to come to Christ. So I commend you for going, and I hope that many of you in the future will be able to join. But I said $5.50. Let me tell you, it's part of my experience in life. It happened on October 23rd, 1960. That's the day when I went to the, what's called today, Jose Marti Airport. Now Cuba is becoming popular again. But at the time, I was coming to here to study for college and seminary. And I had just had come down from the mountains after the Methodist minister that I was working with. I used to be a Methodist, I confess. But I was being sent to Kentucky. That's where my accent come from, you see? I was sent to Kentucky, and I was going to study to do college. Then across the street was the seminary. Something happened that it made it that I ended up in an Episcopal seminary instead. I went a little further. But $5.50, it's what really has always kept me and reminding me of that God that's pushing you to do things that you don't want to do or you're hesitant to do. And it went like this. Somebody has $5 that can lend me. I promise I will return it. Oh, thank you, sir. All of this has been programmed before. So At the time, this is 1960, so the revolution started in 59. By then, Castro and communism was applying their laws, and they were afraid that people were taking too many dollars out of the country. So they only let you leave with $5. That's all you could take. So that's what my mother gave me, my parents, my father, my mother gave me, $5.50. But before I left to go inside, my mother says, I want to give you a little more. You know how mothers are. They always worry about you. And she had 50 cents that I still keep. I'm very thrifty. I didn't spend it. But it was a 50 cents that somehow she collected from 1943. That's the year I was born. So she kept it. Oops, it went down there. Thank you. I wanted you to hear the sound of how silver used to sound in this country. But anyway, it had the liberty, and then it had the eagle. So she gave me, here, maybe you'll need this extra. So I went to see, I'll make you the government official. I remember it was a big line. You went one by one, and I went to see the government official. And he said, okay, your name, this, check my passport. Says, how much money are you taking out? And here it was a moment where I realized I could say $5. Nobody was going to check me. But somehow, if I say $5, I'm lying. I'm taking $5.50. A real 50 cents from the U.S. So I told the guy, $5.50, sir. Then he looked at me like with a face of, why do I get these crazy people my shift? And then he said, he looked over there, opened something, and you know the regulations? You're only allowed $5 to leave the country. So he was going to give me a chance. I realize that now. But he asked again, how much money are you taking out of the country? And I said, $5.50. And says, but you know that the regulation is only $5. So why are you telling me $5.50? And I said, because I'm a Christian and I want to live by my rules and I cannot lie. And my mother gave me this and this is what I'm taking out. He says, I'm going to ask you one more time, young man. How much are you taking out of the country? $5.50. So I saw him picking his pen and writing $5. So I arrive into Miami with $5.50, and I still have it. You know, it may sound stupid. It's not that I don't lie. Let me tell you, I have lied a lot. The good thing about being a priest is that I can absolve myself of my sins. You lie. I mean, you lie. I mean, little white lies, sometimes big lies. But the thing is that every time I failed, every time I deviate myself from what I remember, that one day, I was faithful. And being faithful is what it's all about. I'm sorry, I got it two times too emotional. I'm like Speaker Berner, I cry a lot. I don't go into the sun machines either, but But the thing is that, you know, being faithful is what it's all about. But the importance is that many times we're pushed to do things that we don't want to do. The easiest thing would have been $5. He couldn't care. He was going to let me go. Nobody was going to check me for anything. But I would have not been faithful to something that God wanted me to be. And this is what it's all about. You know, Eli, I can identify a lot with Eli because of my sight. You lose your sight as you go older. If you see this little patch over here, don't think that I broke my glasses. Believe me, this thing cost me about, probably $300 or $400. It's a piece of scotch tape. And it was put there by one of the most famous doctors on double vision from Mount Sinai Hospital. And we went to all the tests, and finally he said, try the glasses now. And he didn't. Oh, God, I can't. Yeah, I don't see double. And then I thought that he had done something magical. And then when I look at it, he said, this is a piece of tape. But something little like that transformed me. Something little. Sometimes that you do unimportant things that can transform other people's life to see better. Now, Eli got in trouble, not because of him, because of his children. And the problem was that Samuel was being called by God to respond. To respond. You have to do it. And Samuel didn't want to tell Eli that his whole family had Eli's children, his friends probably, were doing things that were not agreeable to the Lord. And the Lord was going to create a new line of prophets. And that's where Samuel came through. You know, we are called to be faithful. But you always have to remember, now that you're going to be confirmed, and for those of you who are younger, that are going to be walking the way of the Lord, that sometimes you'll have to do things that you don't want to do, but that God is telling you to do it. That God is pushing you to live a righteous life. To live a righteous life. To be faithful. To remain keeping your eyes on him. And he will be in front of you. He will be in the back of you. Actually, it says he's also on the top of you. But that back of you, you'll feel his gentle push. Gentle push. Sometimes not too gentle, but most of the time, a gentle push to proclaim the faith, to keep our teachings and the teachings of the gospels as something important, as something that we have to abide by. And when others may go that away, God is going to be telling you, hey, that's not the way. This is the way. $5.50. Always try to tell it like it is. And if you fail, if you decide to take the shortcut or whatever, and you find yourself, oh my God, now I'm in a big labyrinth, God is in the front of you. God is in the back of you. And God is on the top of you. And he knows the way out. And God will lead you out of whatever hole you put yourself in. He has done it for me. Christ has done it for me. When the times when I moved away from God and renounced even on the faith that I believe, until I find myself, God, please help me in the midst of this darkness. And I know. And when the time comes, God will also be there to lead me. And God is also leading this diocese as we move on. As you know that we're we have some candidates for bishop. You heard about it, right? Well, God is leading them. Whatever is the decision that God has made or will make, it's going to be God's decision. And we'll move with it. And the transformations that are necessary will come. And maybe a young, more vigorous, maybe better sight, maybe more hair, no double chin. Actually, some of them had no hair whatsoever. But the reality is that whatever God decides, it's going to be God's moving the diocese, because the Diocese of Southeast Florida, in the midst of all of our troubles, we have kept our church together. We have been proclaimers of the gospel of Christ, that all may get to know the Lord. My prayer for you who are going to be confirmed, received, reaffirmed, and each one of you, is that God will continue leading you. And don't forget, $5.50. That is the right answer. Amen.